In a world where danger lurks in unexpected places, most people walk through life blissfully unaware, like the woman absorbed in her smartphone, oblivious to the two men who've been tracking her for blocks. By the time she notices their approach from different angles, it's already too late. This scenario repeats countless times daily across America, but it doesn't have to. Jonathan T. Gillum's Sheep No More offers a revolutionary approach to personal security that flips traditional self-defense thinking on its head. Rather than merely teaching you how to respond to attacks, Gillum, drawing from his extensive experience as a Navy SEAL, FBI special agent, and federal air marshal, shows you how to think like the predators you fear, not to become one, but to anticipate and prevent attacks before they happen. Why wait until danger strikes when you could avoid becoming a target altogether? Most security failures occur because defenders think defensively while attackers think offensively. To protect yourself, temporarily adopt the attacker's perspective, discarding moral constraints to identify vulnerabilities that would attract predators. This approach distinguishes between two threat types. Attack planners conduct methodical surveillance, studying patterns before striking. They observe your home and track social media posts revealing schedules. Imminent attackers display obvious warning signs, nervousness, inappropriate clothing, or unnatural focus on potential victims. They might wear heavy coats in warm weather to conceal weapons or position themselves near exits. What makes humans particularly dangerous predators is our capacity for conscious killing. Unlike animals who kill instinctively for survival, humans murder with full awareness, often for non-survival reasons. Even more dangerous are ideological killers who justify violence through religious or political frameworks. By understanding these mindsets, you can recognize patterns preceding attacks, giving yourself time to avoid becoming a target, developing informed awareness that empowers rather than paralyzes. Attacks are defined by how they target critical assets, areas, times, and vulnerabilities, not just by perpetrators or weapons. Even seemingly random attacks follow patterns when viewed through the attacker's perspective. Military attacks exemplify planning excellence. Navy SEAL operations in Afghanistan demonstrate precision execution in minutes built on thorough intelligence gathering and target analysis. Criminal attacks typically stem from four motivations: material gain, monetary profit, emotional satisfaction, or ego fulfillment. Whether a burglar or someone seeking revenge, both conduct pre-attack surveillance. Terrorism has evolved from spectacular events to smaller, frequent attacks in everyday locations. The 2004 Madrid train bombings show how terrorists select targets for maximum psychological impact, killing 192 people through coordinated strikes that influenced a national election. Random violence isn't truly random. It occurs where potential victims gather. Particularly preventable are instigated attacks like bar fights and road rage incidents. As Gilliam warns, a single punch can lead to serious injury, death, legal troubles, and financial ruin. The most powerful defensive tool isn't a weapon or alarm system, it's organized information Gilliam calls a target package. Most people spend more time choosing lunch than preparing for potential threats. Creating your target package involves five key steps. First, divide your life into sectors: home, work, school, restaurants, and environments you regularly occupy. Second, analyze each sector's critical components: assets, what you value, areas, physical spaces, and times when vulnerabilities peak. For your home, assets include family and valuables. Areas include entry points, and critical times might be when sleeping or when the house is empty. Third, identify specific vulnerabilities, like teenagers leaving doors unlocked or exposed children's bedrooms. Fourth, map possible avenues of approach, paths attackers would likely take, including nearby transportation. Finally, complete the target equation by combining this information to identify specific attack scenarios, enabling targeted countermeasures. Awareness without action is merely interesting knowledge. The attack and defend technique must translate into concrete defensive strategies tailored to your specific vulnerabilities. While consulting for a major hotel with rising crime, Gilliam conducted comprehensive awareness training. They used publicly available information for remote surveillance, then walked the property thinking like criminals to identify security gaps. Staff insights proved crucial. Bellman noticed suspicious vehicles circling the property. Housekeepers identified unsecured service entrances. Night auditors reported patterns in after-hours foot traffic, collectively revealing vulnerability patterns. They implemented three strategic changes: repositioning cameras to cover approach routes rather than just entries, restricting nighttime access to the main entrance only, and creating an informal perimeter patrol using smoking employees. These changes eliminated theft while increasing customer satisfaction by 22% and profits by 15%. Unfortunately, many contemporary security measures amount to mere theatrics, actions that provide an illusion of safety without substantive protection. The 2008 Marriott hotel attack in Islamabad demonstrates how rigid, checkbox-style security creates dangerous blind spots. When prevention fails, your options are escape, run, evade, hide, or fight. Contrary to belief, tough guys do run. As a Navy SEAL, Gilliam trained extensively for running, not just for fitness, but to prepare for combat chaos. When hearing gunfire, assess before fleeing. Sound travels unpredictably in buildings, potentially misleading you about the danger's location. Plan escape routes that don't lead to greater danger. Multiple attackers often approach from different angles, causing panicked victims to run into additional threats. Vehicle attacks have become common due to their simplicity. During the 2016 Nice attack, 86 people died when a truck plowed through crowds. Victims could have improved chances by staying near barriers and running perpendicular to the attack path. If escape isn't possible, evasion becomes necessary. Understand the difference between cover, actual protection, and concealment, merely being hidden. An AK-47 round can penetrate cinderblock walls, while doors and drywall offer no protection against handguns. As last resort, fighting requires mental preparation. 25% mental preparation, 25% pre-committed will, and 50% technique. Having even half puts you ahead of most people. Today's world has become a training ground for learned helplessness, a mindset of dependency pervading our lives through rules and a culture of, you should get it for me. We're conditioned to value possession over earning, creating dependency that blocks awareness and prevents necessary action. This crippling state exists everywhere, from cybersecurity, where people use weak passwords while relying on technology, to online dating, where personal information is carelessly shared. Susan's Philippines trip illustrates how awareness impacts safety. While friends dismissed her security concerns, her preparation, building a target package and carrying improvised defensive items, likely prevented their group from becoming kidnapping victims when directed through suspicious territory. The attack and defend methodology empowers you to identify threats and high-risk areas in your life. With limited law enforcement resources, these principles help you recognize threatening behavior and distinguish between normal and suspicious activities. Remember, your greatest defense isn't weapons or alarm systems, it's awareness. Observe patterns, trust your instincts, and prepare before danger arrives. The sheep who becomes aware is no longer prey.